Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. I'm Tom Davis. Chris Batchelder's in with us here from Arvest Bank. How are you, Chris?
I'm great, Mr. Tom. How are you doing?
If I was any finer, there'd be two of me, and maybe I'm getting there.
You know, all we have to do here is follow a United States representative. Should be easy peasy, right?
Yeah, that's right. Congressman Hearn was just in here just a second ago. Chris walked in right by him. How'd that go?
Yeah, no problem. I can tell you this. I did not have a protective service with me. I didn't have a posse. I didn't have a handler. It's just me, man. Sorry to disappoint you.
You're not disappointing me at all.
How's your bracket looking, Tom?
Huh?
How's your bracket looking?
It was destroyed week one.
Mine's in the shredder.
Yeah. Something about Abilene Christian.
That was done. I know.
Well, we've got something that's a safe bet, I think. We are going to be talking today a little bit about not a new tax, but an extension of one that has really worked well for us, and that is for the Bartlesville Development Authority.
It has. So this is a Tuesday, April 6th, is the renewal of a quarter-cent sales tax that has been in place for decades and decades. It's not anything that people aren't used to. It's not new. But I would argue that since this tax was last renewed in 2015-2016, Bartlesville has seen an unprecedented period of growth, thanks almost totally in part to the citizens passing this tax. I mean, if you think about back to 2015-2016 and what our community looked like back then, we were having a pretty tough time. Unemployment was pretty high. The big anchor stores at the mall were starting to announce closures. JCPenney and some others, Kmart had left town. Eastland was kind of starting to turning to a wreck. So think about since that time, Tom. Okay, since that time, we got Atwoods down south of town, making way for Chick-fil-A to come to town. We finished off the Silver Lake Village project, which has, all of the retail on the east end of that, which has been incredible with TJ Maxx and Petco and all of that stuff. It's just been phenomenal. We've been able to recruit businesses to town. We had the ABB expansion out in the Tech Park, which resulted in the sale of that building back to ABB. Mm-hmm. Which gave the BDA some capital to go out and invest in other projects. We were able to purchase the Siemens Manufacturing Building, which Apple Studios will argue led directly to them being able to house their headquarters for Grey Horse, which is the working title of that movie that's happening now in our area here in Bartlesville.
Now,
because without that space, they would have had to headquarter in Tulsa. And so it has just been phenomenal. Yeah.
Now, Mike Fantasia, I guess, was at the chamber luncheon yesterday, and he was oohing and aahing because this is a pretty cool community.
The video that he did was pretty awesome. He's the location director for Apple, and he talked about what a great community this is and how welcoming it's been. And that they were just so relieved to find some space here in town to be able to house their operations because they really wanted to be here. And he talked about, the 50,000-plus hotel room nights that they're going to use while they're here, the millions and millions of dollars that they're going to spend in the community related to food. They're going to have an entire production crew cast. There's thousands of people that go into making a movie, and they've got to eat several times a day. They've got to purchase things while they're here. Mm-hmm. They've got to stay here. Sometimes they buy vehicles for productions. And so it's an incredible opportunity for our community that you can trace back to the BDA purchasing that Siemens facility, which is awesome.
I moved here about 2 years ago, and I took for granted that Silver Lake was always there.
Yeah, I know.
And, I do, because I live over there on East Frank Phillips, I would see the Kmart thing. I said, boy, that's a shame. That'd be kind of cool if something happened. And by golly, things started happening. So I started thinking that, Bartlesville's had this going on ever since its inception. But then, you get the history lesson. It's been a really neat 5 years, but it's actually been going on since 1986.
It has. And, that I just can't express gratitude as a board member of the BDA and trustee of that authority. I can't express gratitude strongly enough to the citizens of this community who continue to vote in this tax, because it has really made a huge, huge difference. And really, I think the BDA's best days are ahead. I'm telling you right now, this community is on the up. And the conversations that David Wood, who is the director of the BDA, is having with businesses, and not just retail, you know, not just things people see, but business entities that are considering moving their operations here, those conversations are happening all the time. And, you know, they wouldn't be if the community wasn't having its best days ahead. And, you know, there's other things like, you know, Vasu at Service and Technology is considering doing a new tech park out where the old Adams Golf Course was. Out where the old Sunset Golf Course was. He owns that. And they've got all the infrastructure in place. And so now they're ready to go. And bringing in technology-related businesses that will help, you know, what Service and Technology is already doing to advance Bartlesville as a, you know, technology forward community. And so it's just stuff like that that I think is really cool.
Now, Chris, you're a dollars and cents kind of guy. Now, when more people move into a community and they have jobs, they have a tendency to, what, buy homes, settle down, and kind of invest in their community with the things that they buy, everything from groceries, consuming utilities, and, you know, even retail.
Absolutely, and that's one of the great messages David always sends to people is, you know, it's not just that we want companies to move their operations to Bartlesville and headquarter here. You know, that's great, but we need those people to live in our community. And so it's all of the other things that we're doing as a community that make it an attractive place to live, because we need them here, spending their money here, their property taxes here. You know, we want people to live here. And so that's why, you know, one of the things that David is really talking a lot about these days is the housing shortage. And so we're really trying to push builders and developers and people like that to make some housing available, so that when we recruit these companies and when we recruit these individuals, we can say, hey, come and live in Bartlesville. In fact, look at all this new housing available here in town. We want you to live here instead of, you know, Skytook, Owosso, Tulsa, wherever else it may be that people have an option to live. And so that's the other critical piece, is getting them to live and stay here.
I understand that the retail is just one of the many pieces. And I understand that there was a study conducted not long ago that said that the reason some people might think Owosso or the Tulsa area would be restaurant choices of all things, and you wouldn't think that that would be true, but believe it or not, it is. Our family kind of, well, I guess we can just drive. And then we hear that one of our favorites is coming. In fact, two of them.
Yeah, so, Bricktow Brewery and Jimmy's Egg, right?
And you know, the chicken place.
Yeah,
chicken in this town.
So, you know, at the Chamber deal yesterday, David said, I can't remember the term he used, like over-chickened or something like that, which is funny. But, I'll tell you, that Bricktow Brewery Jimmy's Egg deal looked kind of dead in the water there for a while, and
now
it's back on. And so we're excited to continue conversations with those guys. In fact, I think what's going to happen sometime soon is that Bricktown Brewery will go ahead, and then what they'll do is make that other side, which was smaller anyway for Jimmy's Egg, they'll make that available for lease, and then if Jimmy's Egg can go ahead and pull the trigger, they will. But I'm excited about Bricktown Brewery, and, you know, more options in the community is always great. We've got incredible restaurant owners here. They do a great job, but most of the time, honestly, they're packed. Like on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, the restaurants here in Bartlesville are packed, which is great to see. So I think we could sustain, you know, some other opportunities. And, you know, I'm a big believer that a rising tide lifts all boats, and so I'm all for it.
Yeah. Well, Chris, you know, we've been talking about the quarter cent sales tax extension, not a news tax for the BDA. We've been talking about all the great things that it has provided. Our city has benefited from this. Our schools have benefited from this. In fact, our city looks a little different now since when I moved in 2 years ago. All the streets are nicely paved, smooth as glass. And I think the table's set
for
more people to come in and enjoy. The Tower Center at Unity Square. Oh. Business has been migrating over to that part of town. And why not? It's right there on Highway 60.
And they're doing new stuff there even in the last couple of days.
Yes,
they're
doing some.
It's pretty awesome. And I agree with you. And I'll tell you, Tom, I'm probably the right guy to be delivering this message because – you know, at 48, I grew up here and had an opportunity to live here for just a few years back in the early 2000s and then moved away again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here now in the middle of my life have chosen to make this my home. We could have gone really anywhere. And my family and I decided this is where we wanted to be. And I'm seeing that with a bunch of young families that are choosing to make Bartlesville their home. And and it's not just people that grew up here and know the town. There's a lot of people that are choosing to live here, whether they're retiring here or moving back for a professional reason or just moving back because this is where they want to be. I'm seeing it more and more, and it's awesome to see. And I love the growth. I love the, you know, this community just pulls itself up by the bootstraps whenever they need to, and it's a sustainable model. I mean, it is really a great place to live.
There are people I talk to that say, what are you doing down there in the, you know, Slowpoke, Oklahoma?
I know.
And I said, Slowpoke, Oklahoma, we're growing. I said, I don't know what you're doing here, but I said, you got to come and visit our community. They said, what do you mean? I said, well, look, pretty much low taxes and got everything you want without all the trouble, you know, and the community kind of rallies around each other to help each other out. Oh, you're lying. They come down and they're like, well, hey, this is pretty good.
I know. I know it.
And like Maria Gus always tells me, all it takes is a visit.
That's exactly right. And I'm telling you, it's just it's a really great life here. It's a great quality of life. And it's easy living. And again, I just really want to encourage people. You know, my message today is please go out and vote on April 6th because this is the only thing on the ballot. And so it'll be very low voter turnout, but we could really use everybody that can and is registered to go out and cast a vote because the more people that vote, I think the stronger opportunity we have to continue growing this community.
And a reminder, you can early vote tomorrow and early vote on Good Friday.
That's exactly
Saturday,
right.
Saturday, Monday, election day. So you got three opportunities to say your piece.
That's right.